feel much like leaving. You don't want me to go, but all your tamaracks are needling your beauty in the snow. And I'll see you soon at Christmas, a happy holiday. Oh, how you gonna miss me if I won't go away? I'm overtime, I'm in demand.
Welcome to Folk Roots Radio Overtime. I'm Jan Hall. Folk Roots Radio Overtime is your extra helping of Folk Roots Radio. We're on CFRU every Saturday morning from 10 till 11 a.m. And it's my opportunity to have an in-depth conversation and a live session from some of the musicians I love from the local area and people coming through town. It's a great hour, and I hope you'll join me every week on CFIU. Remember, you can listen to CFIU on 99.3 FM in the Guelph area and also online streaming at cfiu.ca. Now, today, I have a very special pleasure to welcome into the studio a good friend of mine, Cleela Errington from Toronto. She released one of my favorite albums of 2014. It is entitled More Love and Happiness. It is absolutely fabulous. And we're going to start off today, before I welcome Cleela into the studio, with More Love and Happiness, the title track from that album. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio Overtime on CFIU 93.3 FM in Guelph.
Oh,
That's Clayla Errington with the title track from the album More Love and Happiness. I mentioned the album came out in 2014 and was one of my favourite albums of the year. Absolutely fabulous album. Well, Clayla Errington is my special guest on Folk Roots Radio today. How are you doing, Clayla?
I'm so glad to be here. It's great to get out of the city, to travel the roads and come to Guelph. I haven't been here since last summer.
It's great to have you here. And I got to say, if it wasn't for this album, it may have taken me a little time to find you. I have to thank Sarah French, who was the publicist for this, for actually sending me the album in the first place and encouraging me to play it. Fabulous, fabulous album. Now, More Love and Happiness, let's talk about the song first, because it's an interesting song, and if I'm right, you listen to the lyrics, it talks about Kate and Anna McGarrigle. So tell us a little bit about this song.
Well, in 2010, my neighbor down the road, Stephen Kendall, gave me the gift of a ukulele. One of his friends was downsizing and had no use for it. So all of a sudden I was playing something different, a different instrument. I had no idea how to play the uke. It is tuned in the standard tuning of My Dog Has Fleas. So I was playing it intuitively, just playing a few chords and messing around with it on a full moon night. And it was the same month that Kate McGarrigle died. So she died in 2010. And I spent my university years in Montreal, so I heard lots of the McGarrigle sisters when I was there and got to see them live. So I just felt inspired and saddened by her death and passing, and was thinking of how influential she was to me and her whole family, really, because it's a family affair with the McGarrigles. So it was just the combination of the full moon, the ukulele, and me thinking about my youthful days that song came together.
You know, it's interesting you say that, because when I listen to the song, I think of street cafes in Montreal. On Saint-Laurent, it really feels like that, with that wonderful the wonderful violin on there.
Yeah, there's great fiddle playing and accordion. Both of those are provided by Chris Bartosz, who is a fantastic songwriter and instrumentalist musician. He's played with Sarah Harmer and many other people, but he's adding the violin and the accordion. And I insisted with Alec Fraser, the producer, that song needed accordion. So I think Chris said he sort of dug it out of his closet.
So was that the intent then, to give that sort of
definitely
wonderful streetscape feel to that?
Yeah.
Because it certainly has a wonderful feel. It's the first track on the album as well. I'm getting goosebumps. And we're, 5 minutes in? Usually I have to get 15 minutes in before the goosebumps come in one of these interviews. But first track on the album as well, which is a great lead-in. That must be quite important from the point of view of an artist, trying to pick the right song to lead with.
Right. Well, I didn't recognize that. It was Alec Fraser who produced the CD with me. He basically pulled that song out and said, this is your strongest song and you need to lead off the CD with this song. To which I replied, really? It sort of seems to me like I'm almost whining on this song, because I'm saying, I want more. So it's a bit like Oliver Twist, saying, I want more love and I want more happiness. So it turns out it's an honest plea, and it's strong, I think, because of that. And melodically, it's strong.
And I think it also sets the tone for the album, because the album is fairly uplifting. I mean, it's an album that once I finish listening to it, it inspires me. It makes me feel good about the world. Was that part of the intent as well?
Well, that's part of my overall intent. When I sing and play, I'm singing and playing to soothe myself more than anything, because, well, the world is in quite a state. Our lives are not simple. And so, yes, I am attempting to be uplifting and positive when I sing songs. Although plenty of my songs are not particularly perky, there's still a kind of underlying sadness, I think, to many of the songs. But I try to keep them uplifting, because that's what I require too.
Well, we're going to spend the next hour together. We're going to talk about your music, not just about More Love and Happiness. We'll talk a little bit about the other albums you've produced and also your career as a singer-songwriter. But you do have a guitar with you. You also have a harmonica. For harmonica lovers out there, we will probably get a harmonica played later in the hour. But let's play something just now. What would you like to play for
sure.
us?
Sure. Well, the guitar is tuned to an open D tuning, which I find a really nice sound. And this song was written for a friend of mine, Phyllis Enns, who was very ill with cancer, and she wanted a song composed for her friends and family so that she could actually have a party before she parted this world. So she phoned me and asked me to write her a song to share with the people that she loved. So this is called Home on High, and it's for Phyllis. And here we go.
Going to that home on high. If you need to shed a tear, then cry. Cry, it's alright. Going to that home on high. Remember me with a smile. Smile, it's alright.
That's Cleela Errington with a live version of Home on High. It's a track from the fabulous album More Love and Happiness. And that was amazing live. I was like, wow. That sounds such a beautiful song. And actually, you know, you've kind of sort of captured that live experience, you know, when you introduce a song like that in concert and then you share the story about why that song is produced. That was just lovely. Absolutely, absolutely lovely. I want to really thank you for sharing that with us today.
Well, thank you. It was such a gift. Phyllis was a beautiful person with a huge smile. And I had written a song for Phyllis's parents for their 60th wedding anniversary. So she knew I could write a song on request. And she commissioned that song. So I was just very grateful that it came out, because I had no idea what I was going to say. She asked me to write about the difficulty for her friends and family once she was gone. How were they going to grieve for her or remember her life? So she wanted people to be able to do that in whatever way they needed, whether it was sad or happy. So thankfully, the song just came out. I got up the next morning, the guitar was tuned to open D tuning, and it just pretty much all came out at once. With I was weeping a bit when I was writing it as it was coming out. And I happened to have a recording session booked with Alec Fraser the same day. So it was written and recorded in the same day, which is very unusual.
That is amazing.
And it was a gift from Phyllis to me and to all of us, because it is a beautiful song and it's very inspiring in a way.
Do you find it easy to write? I mean, or is it one of those situations where sometimes they come to you really easily and other times it takes a while for a song to come together?
Well, I'm not a disciplined songwriter. I don't work at it as a craft. I don't sit down and write every day. Not at all. I find that I write intuitively or instinctively, especially if someone gives me an idea. Like my friend Sharon Hennig wrote me an email that in the subject line, the words were "full moon, dark time." There's a song, if I've ever heard one. So all I needed was her title words for something to tumble out. So that's my most successful way of writing, when I don't actually think about it very hard. But I know that really great songwriters spend a lot of time. They're usually voracious readers. They usually get up early and they write every day. So I'm not really in that category. I'm more of a part-time songwriter. I think of myself more as a singer, to tell you the truth, and an interpreter.
But it's funny, because your songs, particularly on this album, really feel crafted. You know, that would be one of the words I would pick to choose if I was describing the songs on the album.
Really?
And they have that feeling of being lovingly crafted, lovingly put together.
Oh, well, there's a love for sure. That's probably more important than the craft word. Definitely, they come from a deep feeling that needs to be expressed. So I guess that you're feeling the love. And I'm glad of that, because that's how I approach writing the songs, too. I guess I just don't spend enough time at it to really feel that I'm good at the craft, nor do I read enough. I'm pretty much a watcher as opposed to... So even my songs are more visual. When I write songs, often they're more like a picture. They're picture songs. They're not story songs, usually.
I'm going to ask you to play again for us just now. What would you like to play?
Oh, well, you know what? I need to retune the guitar. That's all right. So what I was going to play for you here on my little list is Shoulder to Lean On, which is the first song I wrote with lyrics. And it came about in a really interesting way, I think. When I released my first album in 1999 called Laced Curtains, it was for sale at the local health food store. And I got a letter about a month after it had been there from someone who said, "I'm your father's first cousin. My name is Jane Binmore. Would you like to meet?" So I met Jane Binmore. She grew up with my father. I had no idea she existed. And I didn't spend much time with my father when we were growing up. So there was kind of an interesting hole there that needed to be filled with some family information. So Jane provided that for me, and I studied a photograph of my family before my father left and tried to understand what I was missing by not having a relationship with my father. So the song Shoulder to Lean On came from that. And again, a lot of love and tears went into this one. So let's see if we've got... Not bad. So this is Shoulder to Lean On.
Cleela Arrington live on Folk Roots Radio Overtime today with Shoulder to Lean On. Another very beautiful song. I imagine that people probably need to bring hankies when they come to one of your shows.
Well, I'm slightly embarrassed by that. And I tell people to charge their glasses before I sing a song like that. And in fact, Jan, it took me a number of years after writing that song before I could play it live. I just wasn't able to do it. So it took me a while myself just to be able to sing it. But on the strength of that song, I was invited to perform at the Folk Harbor Festival in Lunenburg, Nova Scotia in 2004. And lots of people came up to me after hearing that song and talked about their own experiences with regard to losing people, missing people, family difficulties. All kinds of people had their ways of responding to that song that were very, very moving. So I guess if you're not afraid to cry, especially in public, it's okay to let those feelings come up.
Well, it's beautiful, I have to say. I mean, I can see a sideline in playing at funerals for the first two songs we played today.
I know. Unfortunately, both of those are about sort of moving into a whole other place.
But moving in a good way, because, you know, one of my big issues has always been that I feel like the end of life is... we seem to be so much about what happens after you've gone or, you know, not celebrating the life aspect. I mean... You know, funerals, I feel like, a very negative experience because
right.
Things are changing. I think there is more
right.
joy coming in that, you know, we need to find ways to celebrate the
yeah.
person who's passed.
And more people call them celebrations of life. I mean, when Phyllis died and her ceremony, actually happened here in Guelph, was one of the community... Arts Community Music Hall. I can't remember what it's called exactly, but it has a beautiful chapel in it. And, you know, it was more like a concert.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to play the song there for her family and friends, everyone who was gathered together. But I did sing in the church, so I will admit that. I was a soloist in the church choir in Toronto, Trinity St. Paul's United, for a few years. And I played music for seniors at the Providence Healthcare. I was a staff musician for 2 years there. I played Saturday folk masses at Providence Center for a couple of years. So I'm used to playing hymns, and church music is a part of my life, for sure.
So let's talk a little bit about your music and your career. I'm always fascinated as to how people get started in music. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, my mom gave me my first guitar when I was 10, so I had a couple of lessons, things like Campdown Races, doo-dah. So I learned a little bit about guitar at an early age, and then I went to Havergal Ladies College, now known as Havergal College. I was a boarder there. So while I was at Havergal College, I got fantastic choral training. I joined the choir. We traveled to Europe and toured in England and France. So I was given great vocal training in high school and more guitar lessons. When I was 15 and 16, I studied with John Tapscott. So I learned how to do a basic of finger picking, basic strumming with alternating bass line. So I was able to play simple songs, and I learned things like Gordon Lightfoot and Neil Young songs. Joni Mitchell's a little more complex. It took me a lot longer before I learned one of her songs. So from there, I think I went to university and got into a band. I was singing in a band for a while called Harlequin. And eventually I met someone in my hometown of Brockville who was fishing on a lobster boat in PEI. He was a musician. So I followed him to PEI, and then everything kind of got going there because I was introduced to Celtic music, fiddle music, country music. I had never heard Hank Williams, Patsy Cline, none of those. I'd never listened to bluegrass. And I even got to hear people like Dutch Mason, James Cotton, Sam Moon, all kinds of blues players. So it was just a huge education for me. And I got into a band called the Rubber Boot Band. And I played professionally out east for about 4 years. And also sang in a duo, left the Rubber Boot Band and sang in a duo with another local woman named Dawn Fraser. So Cleela and Dawn, or Dawn and Cleela, depending on who got the gig. And we played around PEI. We got a gig in Halifax and played at the Lord Nelson Hotel. They had two venues there, one in the pub, which is where we were, and one on the middle deck. It was called the lower deck and the middle deck. So I met all kinds of people. Even Toronto musicians would come through Halifax, and I would meet them playing in the middle deck. So way back in the 80s, I met people like Danny Marks and Dennis Keldy, and all kinds of people came through Halifax. Eventually, I left the East Coast and came back to Ontario and went to Humber College Music School for a year to study jazz vocal music. So then I got introduced to Billie Holiday, saxophones, and just a very general Duke Ellington. You know, I started hearing that kind of music. So my style seems to be a combination of folk roots, jazz singing, and eventually when so-called world music became popular in the late 80s, I started hearing a lot of music like the Buena Vista Social Club, African music. I think I have a song that was inspired by Ry Cooder and Ali Farka Touré, an album called Timbuktu.
Yeah, Talking Timbuktu.
Yeah. So all the influences were through the decades. You know, 70s was high school and university. 80s was PEI, Humber College, and world music. And the 90s, I had a family, so I didn't really do as much in the 90s.
And so now, I mean, you brought all of those influences together.
Mm-hmm.
We mentioned at the start the last album was 2004's More Love and Happiness. What are the future plans for, from a point of view of an album? Do you know when that...
Oh, I don't have any plans for an album. My real plans are sort of non-plans in that my job now is to deepen my relationship with myself, deepen my relationship with music, and see where it goes. So my only plan is to try and keep getting gigs because I live in Toronto. There are gigs to be had. It's a big city, and I keep hearing my friends post on Facebook that they're playing at some venue, and there are new venues popping up, particularly for blues. And that's an area I'm getting more and more interested in. I've had a chance to learn a couple of songs. I learned a Memphis Mini tune. I learned a Nina Simone song and an Etta James song from friends and musicians who just give me CDs and say, you should listen to this. So I'm starting to delve into the blues just because it provides an emotional connection that I seem to need. And I'm hoping to just learn more. If that doesn't, you know, sound... I hope it's not too unambitious, but really I just want to learn more and get better. And I get excited when I learn new songs, really excited. It doesn't have to be my song. It's just a song that I can make my own because I do think of myself as a singer and an interpreter. So I just have to keep getting gigs so that I continue to play.
Well, let's take a break with a song from the CD More Love and Happiness, because I'm looking forward to that harmonica coming out. And perhaps you've mentioned, you know, your love of the blues and other covers, and maybe we'll get you to play something from there with that in a few more moments. But let's play a song from More Love and Happiness just now. What are we going to play?
This is White Dove, track 5. This one was a harmonica instrumental to begin with, and I only added words later after going to see my friend Joe Pidelstein, who does astrology, tarot, and I Ching. And there was some part of the reading where he said, white dove flies over troubled waters. And so that, of course, was a title. To me, that was another song right there. So White Dove just came out of that, really.
That's great. This is Cleela Errington with White Dove from the album More Love and Happiness. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio Overtime on CFIU 93.3 FM in Guelph. Clayla Errington with White Dove from the album More Love and Happiness that came out last year. It's an absolute fabulous album. I mentioned at the start of this hour that it's one of my, was definitely one of my favorite albums of 2014. Clayla Errington is our special guest on Folk Roots Radio Overtime this morning. And you know something? I love the sound of this album. I mean, it has a wonderful, warm sound, but you know, you hear it on that song, the way it starts quietly, the way it builds, the beautiful soaring vocals, which I think come from your daughter, is that right?
Yes, Jocelyn provides these beautiful vocals. It's an improvised vocal part in the latter part of the song. And to me, she sounds like a theremin. It's just, it's otherworldly. And even though she and I sang together for most of last year, we did our little mini tour to promote the album. So we went to Owen Sound, we went to Guelph, we went to Peterborough, and we did some gigs in Toronto. Even though I know Jocelyn very well, when she came into the studio, it was the first time she's recorded in the studio with me, her voice was so airy. It was breathy. And I didn't realize how much her voice is full of air. So when she sang that beautiful part, it only made sense. Her voice soars up high. It's light and airy. It's absolutely beautiful. My voice sort of complements it. It's more heavy and dense like the earth. So when we sing together, it's just, it can be magical because we get that family blend that only families can share. So I've really enjoyed having her along for the ride.
Now, is she singing with you as much now? I know that you were singing a lot together before.
No, we took a break. Once we'd done our little mini tour, we took a break from performing together. And Jocelyn is pursuing her jazz career because she's a graduate of Humber College as a jazz vocalist. So she's slowly now moving more in that direction. She still joins me for gigs. If we are asked to do a Clayla and Jocelyn gig, we will do it. But otherwise, we're pursuing our musical lives separately.
Oh, that's wonderful. You have a guitar. You're going to play for us just now. We talked a little bit before about the harmonica, and you're all set. What we're going to try and do is we're going to try and play two songs. I'm going to have you introduce them, but let's try and get two songs in before we finish the hour. What are you going to play for us?
Well, this is a Willie P. Bennett song called Country Squall, and Willie P. Bennett was, I believe, from London, Ontario, but was active in that music scene in the 70s. And when he released his album called Trying to Start Out Clean, a lot of us who were in PEI at the time absolutely loved his album. It was full of fantastic songs, and this is one of them. So it's my rendition of Willie P. Bennett's Country Squall.
Been a gambler, I'd turn out a different way. Lately, everywhere I go, I seem to use the highway. If I'd been born this would be a different day. Like the rise and the fall of a country squall, I'm getting ready to fade away. Sometimes I feel I should be in a different place. Somebody else's mind and somebody else's face. Lately I've been feeling low, nothing to do and no place to go. But like the rise and the fall of a country squall, I'm getting ready to fade away. I'm leaning on a birch tree, staring up at a winter sky, listening to the blackbird singing with no tears left to cry. No reason that I can think of why you should end the race, but like the rise and the fall of a country squall, I'm getting ready to fade away. Like the rise and the fall of a country squall, I'm getting ready to fade away.
That's Cleela Errington live in the studio on Folk Roots Radio Overtime today with Willie P. Bennett's Country Squall. That was fantastic.
Well, absolutely. It's a beautiful song, and I recorded it on my very first album, Lace Curtains. I just think it's a beautiful song, and lots of Ontario folk singer-songwriters know it. I've heard from, I think Caitlin Hanford replied, you know, and said, what a... you know, nice to hear that song, because there's a lot of Willie P. Bennett fans in the world.
Absolutely.
And so they kind of all go, yay, every time they hear, you know, Willie P. Bennett, because he was just such a great, great songwriter and a wonderful mandolin player, and he's got so many good songs.
We're going to try and squeeze another song in before we wrap today. What are you going to play for us now?
This is a Memphis mini song I learned from a Putumayo album called Mississippi Blues, and it's called I Got to Make a Change Blues. Sad blue, lonesome too, man, I love you so untrue. I got to make a change. Hear no good at times. Can't stay no longer. I got traveling on my mind. Always
jive me out of my money, and he's sleeping too. I can't please that man no matter what I do. I got to make a change. He ain't no good at times. Can't stay no longer, I got traveling on my mind. Oh, I'm not in love, my heart don't pain, 'cause you whiskey drinking man, you don't mean a thing. I got to make a change, ain't no good at times. Can't stay no longer, I got traveling on my mind. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Listen up, good women, please take my advice. Don't ever love a man 'cause he talks sweet and nice. Do you have to make a change? He ain't no good at times. If you stay here much longer, he'll put traveling on your mind. Traveling on my mind. Traveling on my mind. Traveling on my mind. Do 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 do.
That's Cleela Errington live on Folk Roots Radio Overtime this morning with Gotta Make a Change Blues. That was amazing.
That's such a fun song for me. When I figured out I could actually sing like that, it was just it was exciting for me because I've come from, you know, my songs are pretty smooth, let's put it that way, and quiet often and calm. So this is just the polar opposite where I get to shout and get all that good stuff out.
I'm so glad we actually squeezed that song in today. We're going to have to head to our final song today, which is the band version of Angels on the Radio from the wonderful More Love and Happiness album. If people want to learn more about your music, how can they do that?
Well, I have a website, CleelaErrington.ca, and there's a listening section there. You can just click on that on the homepage. It says listen. You can go and hear all those songs, and you can sign up for my mailing list on the website if you want to come to gigs and you happen to be in Toronto, because that's where I'm based and that's where I play most often.
And people can buy your album on the website
too? They
can,
absolutely.
That's great. It's been an absolute pleasure having you join me today, and we'll definitely do this again.
Thank you.
We'll leave you with the band version of Angels on the Radio, one of my favorite songs from an album that is a favorite. Let's be honest, I love this album. Cleela Errington, More Love and Happiness. And you've really uplifted me as we leave today. You'll be able to hear this show again on our website at folkrootsradio.com and also on Mixcloud at Folk Roots Radio. I'll see you next time. Thanks.
Up to the sky. Time is moving slow. Voices carry on the breeze. Angels on the radio. Darling, towns and melodies. Songs that get you deep inside before they float up to the sky. To the still.